Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Barbecue Nation and our What's Your Favorite Part of Christmas show. I hate to show my age, but I actually know who sang that song.
It's a beautiful song.
It is. But Brenda Lee, you know, she's about that tall. So anyway, Lars Larson, who I think lives here in the Alpha Media building.
Just about.
Every time I'm here, no matter what time of day or night, you are here.
I got here this morning about 6, and I'll be leaving about 6 tonight. Yeah. So that's the way it works.
Now, you're on 4 hours on KXL, and then you can do your national show?
Well, the way it works is I'm on 3 hours is the Northwest show that's okay. Syndicated around Oregon and Washington. We now have Seattle. And then I'm on 3 hours national, and KXL runs 3 hours of the Northwest show and 1 hour of the national show, and then the rest of the national show runs on our sister station, Freedom 97.
Sure. So you just wave at your wife,
basically. Yeah, I do. Well, you know, she gets used to, she doesn't see me during the week, but I'm pretty protective of weekends so that we have weekends together.
Yeah, I bet you are. I bet you are. Okay, well, we've been talking to people on this show today, and we're going to talk to Lars about his favorite things about Christmas, you see. So we're just going to take it right from the top. What is your favorite part of Christmas dinner, and what do you usually have?
Oh, for Christmas dinner, we usually are pretty conventional. Yeah. We'll go with turkey. But when I was a kid, my dad liked to have goose on one of the two. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people say, goose, oh, that's kind of greasy or whatever. But it's a different taste.
Yeah.
And I think it's a fantastic taste. My dad used to like to hunt. Mm-hmm. I'd only gone jackrabbit hunting with him, never went deer hunting with him or duck and geese hunting. But he would like to get a goose for one of those two meals. So some Christmases we had goose. And that was actually, as a little kid, I don't know about you, but I don't know what the surveys show, little kids like white meat.
Yeah.
Those of us who have a more refined palate, when you get a little older, you go, no, I like that dark meat too.
Grab that drumstick.
Exactly.
Yeah, grab that
drumstick. Or as my dad called them, the parts that a lot of people throw away from the inside,
yeah.
The rudder bar.
Yeah.
He usually makes sure you get the rudder bar out.
Oh,
of
absolutely. You have a favorite Christmas dessert?
I love pecan pie.
Ah, that's my
I
favorite.
Love pecan pie almost any time of the year, but in the holidays, it's the best.
Yeah.
It really, you know, with the little almonds on top and all that, it seems like the perfect kind of, and you can always put ice cream on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I make homemade whipped cream, real whipped cream.
Nice.
No Cool Whip, and I get it so that it's not quite butter, but it's really
wow.
It's stiff, you know?
So it doesn't slide off the top or evaporate before you can sit down with your piece of pie?
No, man. It's right there on top, and you can just get into it, and that's what I do. That's how I got this.
Now, I will tell you, one year when we were still living on our floating home on the Columbia, we sold that and moved away from the water, but we have a barbecue,
uh-huh.
Traeger, and I decided to do a full a full prime rib,
yeah.
And it weighed like 15 pounds, and I was really careful because I thought, I have to do this right. And of course, the first thing I did was, you know, I cranked up the Traeger to, I think it was the top end, like 400 degrees, and usually I have to put a blanket on it in the fall or the winter to keep, you get that heat up that high when it's sitting outside.
Sure.
And then did that for like 30, 40 minutes, got it sealed up, and then let it smoke for the next 5-6 hours, and you have to make sure it doesn't dry out or
right.
anything like that. But you don't want to do that, you know, you don't want to just pour gravy on it or whatever. And it actually turned out very, very nicely to the point where the smoke had gone into the meat and you could actually see the little red marks where it penetrated
the
meat. That's a great Christmas memory from one year.
No, that's great. And in fact, we're going to be talking about that in another show. I recommend to people, if they're going to use their smokers for that, smoke it for about 2 or 3 hours, and then if you're not comfortable continuing, you can finish it in the oven after that.
Yeah, I like doing it out on the deck.
Oh, I do
but,
too.
But yeah, just to make sure that it's just right and that it's served at the right temperature, that's a great way to do it. But I'm not the world's best cook. I leave most of that to my wife. She's much better at it than I am. But I'm always glad to help, and I'm always glad to do the dishes.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll work on that with you. So, well, do you have an ugly Christmas sweater?
I don't have an ugly Christmas sweater. I had a sweater that a friend of mine gave me, and it was actually a very nice sweater. Do you know what is it a Googie? No, Coogie. A Coogie. Do you know what a Coogie is?
No.
You Google that. They are really unique sweaters because, in theory, I think they're from Australia, but every single one of them is different. Yeah. They have a whole bunch of colors worked into them, and they're woven. You know, they're a big thick wool or whatever. And they look pretty depending on your tastes. But I used to love that sweater. It was given to me by a buddy of mine, and my wife just hated it. So she was glad when I finally retired it.
That's good. Yeah, I have a sweater and a sweatshirt, I guess, that I wear around Christmas time that my wife has actually thrown out a couple of times, and I went and fetched it from the garbage when she wasn't looking. Washed it and put it back in the closet. Okay, here's some fun stuff.
All right.
What's the worst Christmas present you ever got?
Oh, let me think about that. The worst Christmas present, because I usually get great Christmas presents from people. What was the worst one? You know, I can't think of a single gift that's really stood out as being a horrible Christmas gift.
You sure Kitzhaber didn't send you
something? Well, you know, politically, I get all kinds of things like that. But I still remember getting a 5-speed bicycle.
Yeah.
It was not the big 10-speeds.
Right.
But when I was a kid living in Doris, California, just south of Klamath Falls, and I remember that being a real special Christmas gift because that was unanticipated. My parents didn't have a lot of money. My dad was a forest ranger. My mom stayed home with us. She was a nurse, but she wasn't working then. And it was just sort of an off-the-charts gift to get, just a bicycle.
Did that have the little thing on the handle where you shifted?
No, this one had one in the middle.
Oh,
you know, why is my brain gone blank?
Schwinn or something?
Like a Schwinn,
You
know, but with a sissy bar in the back and the whole bit.
Oh,
so yeah, that kind of style.
Like a Stingray.
Like a Stingray.
There you go.
As opposed to the regular 10-speed kind of model. And then later, you know, of course, bikes, I had to go out and buy my own.
Yeah, well, we all did that. gosh, I wish my voice would come back one of these days. Craziest Christmas gift you ever gave somebody? You gave somebody.
Well, I will tell you that for the longest time, my wife does not. I have terrible taste when picking for my wife, so she usually wants to get shopping. She wants to go shopping, and I say, "Great." Well, I could hand her a debit card, but one year she said, "Oh, I just want to go shopping after Christmas," because she likes doing after Christmas shopping for herself, because she spent the last 3 months doing Christmas shopping for the rest of the family.
Sure.
We're going to have all 47 members of our extended family at our house for Christmas, and she's got a pile of gifts for all of them, and then she goes after Christmas for whatever her deals are. And she said, "Well, I just want to get some money for Christmas shopping." And so what I did was I went out and I found a giant box. I couldn't find a refrigerator box, but I found the biggest box I could find. It was close to a refrigerator box. Yeah. And then I went to the bank. And I got an amount of money. I think it might have been $500. It might have been $750. And I had it put in tens and fives. All right. And then I took them and I wadded them up, and I put them in the smallest box I could cram all of that into.
Yeah.
And then I put that box in another box and another box and another box with newspaper. And then I had this giant box. And I decided not to waste the wrapping paper. She does a really good job of wrapping.
Yeah.
I do my dad's version, which is you get the Sunday paper while they're still publishing. You get the Sunday funnies, and you wrap the Sunday funnies around, which is a great way to save money on wrapping paper and to recycle the otherwise worthless fish wrapper newspaper. And that was, she kept opening it and opening it and opening it. And finally at the bottom, she got this little teeny box. Like, what's in here? And it was all just a bunch of wadded up fives and tens.
Good for you.
Shopping money.
Last question. What's the most important, let me do that again. What is the most important part of Christmas?
Jesus Christ.
There you go.
Absolutely. Jesus Christ. It is his birthday. It is a national holiday that recognizes the birth of this country, which could not have happened without God. And we are very, very blessed in this country for all the things we like to carp about, you know, when I'm doing talk radio, that we are a very blessed country. And I think that Jesus Christ is the reason.
I couldn't agree with you more. Lars Larson, I appreciate it, buddy.
Pleasure.
It's good.
Glad to be on with you. Merry Christmas to you. No happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
That's me. Nothing else. I got the tree, the whole thing. You know. We'll be back on The Nation right after this.
Bells will be ringing. This sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas. Wish me greeting once again. Choirs will be singing, silent night. Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas.
It's full-flavored radio, Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on our Christmas weekend special. Want to say thanks to a couple people first before we talk to our next guest, who is just can't hardly wait to talk to us here. Painted Hills Natural Beef, they were very gracious in sponsoring the Quack Shack all fall at the Oregon Ducks games, and a big thank you goes out to them. And if you're looking for great meat, beef, do them. That's all I can say. There's no hormone, steroids, antibiotics, Volkswagens, anything in them. It's all good stuff. Also, the folks at Bear Mountain Pellets, if you're going to be doing some stuff over the rest of this Christmas weekend and or New Year's and you're going to use your smoker, check out Bear Mountain Forest Products. There you go. Well, it's my pleasure to introduce to our audience today, Miss Rebecca Marshall.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I wish people could hear you singing, because when you were singing off the air, it was beautiful.
Sounds like a frog just got run over by a semi.
It did, actually. I was going to say that next.
Yeah. No. Sorry, my voice has been doing this for like a month now, and it's just driving me crazy. But
it's in the air.
It's in the air. So tell me about Christmas at your house.
Oh, you mean modern day or growing up?
Either one. Growing up's cool.
Growing up, I'm family of four kids.
Uh-huh.
So it was always, you know, entertaining.
Sure.
And my sister and I would always be the obnoxious ones that would run down the hallway and wake up the older brothers and say, get up, Santa came.
Yeah.
And they'd throw pillows at us, and then we'd, you know, go down and mind our own business and do our thing. So that was basically growing up. I have one child. He's 12. And my thing, I've made this routine every year to make a scavenger hunt out of Santa's visit.
Oh, great.
So I figure it's just too easy for you to walk down, you know, walk in the living room and boom, there's your present, right?
Yeah.
So I make him follow all these cards all around the house and in the garage for his present.
That's a good idea. I actually did that once with a friend of mine. I gave him a set of golf clubs, which I'd gotten new clubs and he wanted my old ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I hid them in a closet. And then the same thing, I put little Post-its and stuff.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's fun for me because it just, you know, just makes it, and it makes it last longer.
Yeah.
So the anticipation grows and I get some good video for Facebook, you know, the whole thing.
So let's talk food, because this is basically a food show. What's your favorite thing about Christmas dinner? I mean, what do you like? Do you like the salads? Do you like the prime rib? Do you like turkey? Tell me.
About 10 years ago, we started the prime rib Christmas Eve.
Uh-huh.
That's just it for me. I mean, I like turkey and stuffing and mashed. That's fine, but I could do without that. Would you give me a piece of prime rib with some horseradish? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Do you do the twice? I do twice baked potatoes with that.
No, we don't. But I will this year.
Yeah, you do twice. I put the recipes up, I think, already. But twice baked potatoes, and they're full of sour cream and cheese and butter and green onions. And, you've cooked them in the morning, basically. It's very easy to do. And then you pull them back out and reheat them, put some more cheese on them.
You want to hear my potato dish?
Yeah, sure.
So it's kind of, if you don't want to do mashed potatoes, but you take, you can shred you know, 8 potatoes, or you can just buy the shredded potatoes in the bag pre-done, which is what I do. And then you put them you mix them with some sour cream and some cream of mushroom soup and some a cup of green onions.
Mm-hmm.
You mix it up really good and you put it in a pan, and then you sprinkle, you know, like you crunch up the corn flakes on top with butter melted over the top. I mean, it's really rich, but it's a nice alternative for mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I'm going to do that on something similar to that on AM Northwest just before.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's when I do my Christmas show there, but I put prosciutto in it.
Mm.
So that's my deal. I mean, I'm a meat guy, so you know, what can you say? So what's your favorite Christmas dessert?
Dessert, pumpkin pie, lots of whipped cream. Can't go wrong.
Do you make your own whipped cream, or do you buy that stuff?
No. I guess I should give you some background about me. Can you tell that I like to enhance packaged food? I just have to be honest. That's just who I am. For years, when I was invited to the family Christmas party, it was, you bring the rolls. Rebecca, you bring the rolls. And I'd be like, okay, I'll bring the rolls. So I'm kind of finally getting into the cooking part of life.
I can help you with that.
I bet you could,
I can help you with that,
I'm kidding there. I would love your help.
Yeah.
But do I make my own whipped cream? No, I don't. Ready Whip.
Well, that's actually better than Cool Whip. I will tell you
that. Yeah, Cool Whip's not my thing.
Plus, you can get the nitrous off the top of the can for Ready Whip.
Oh, you did that too?
Yeah.
I'm just teasing. I don't know.
I grew
that.
Up in the 60s, for God's sakes. You know, I know that stuff. A
couple hits off the Ready Whip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready to go. When we get off the air, I'll tell you how to make good homemade whipped cream. It's really easy to do.
Okay.
Which is better for you, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, you know, Christmas Day, it just comes and it goes. It's over by 10, then you go, now what?
Yeah.
And as a mom, it's, you know, cleanup time. And that's what Christmas Day means to me.
That's tough.
I mean, aside from the big meaning. I mean, I think we're talking about tradition here more than, you know.
Right. We actually changed that a few years ago when our daughter was growing up. Because when I grew up, much like you, everything was on Christmas Eve. My mother would make this huge breakfast and invite half the county for Christmas morning. And it seemed like we just were wrapping up Christmas Eve and then everybody was there again. And it was like, that always really kind of bothered me because we never had any our time, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think for us, it's like Christmas Eve's for the adults and Christmas Day is for the little ones anymore.
Yeah.
So that's why I like Christmas Eve because it's more fun for me. And then Christmas Day, I'm on, you know, I'm on the clock.
Well, Christmas Eve, you can drink heavily and nobody holds it against you.
I'm glad
you
read into that. Yeah. That's, you know, that's where I was going.
No, I got it. I got it. I've cooked a prime rib with a bottle of scotch under one hand, on one arm, you know, like that. Do you have an ugly Christmas sweater? We got to go to break in about a minute here, but
I do.
Yeah. Do you have an ugly Christmas sweater?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do. It's so ugly. It's like, it's not ugly enough. It's just ugly. So you don't want to wear it. It's not too gaudy. It's just ugly, but I guess that serves its purpose.
Does it have raccoons on it or something?
No, it has a picture of Santa and going down the chimney, and it's overly stuffed. So his bum is coming out the top of the chimney, which looks like I'm somewhat deformed, if you know what I'm saying. So yeah. There you
go. I got it. It's a visual.
Yes.
Well, we're radio, so you have to talk
in
visuals.
Yeah, you got to talk in
visuals. Visuals. Oh, Kayleen, do you have an ugly Christmas sweater?
She does. Don't try to lie.
No? She doesn't do that?
Guess what I'm getting her for Christmas this year then?
Next week. Package under the tree here. Yeah.
It's her bonus. It's her Christmas bonus.
We're going to pin a 20 on it for you. Best of luck. We're going to take a break here. We're going to be back with Rebecca Marshall here on Barbecue Nation. One of these days, I promise my voice is going to come back. Really.
The first thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me is finding a Christmas tree. The second thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree.
They told me, pour up a bumbum.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Our finest gifts we bring, pour up a bumbum.
Be back. Welcome back.
Look, funny how that microphone thing works.
Yeah, the fingers coming at you going, and then you
you're
go,
up.
Well, Anyway, we're back on The Nation with Rebecca Marshall and Ms. Beaujolais today, and we're talking about our favorite Christmas stuff and maybe some not our favorite Christmas stuff, but we'll try to keep it in the positive. What's the craziest gift you ever gave somebody?
Oh, craziest gift. I can tell you, I don't know, I'm not that clever, but one of the things that went back and forth in my family, you know, there's that joke gift that kind of just makes the rounds. I don't even know how it started. I think it was from my crazy aunt, got my stepfather at the time a stuffed rooster, like a dead rooster, but it was at one time a real rooster, and it was taxidermied or whatever. And that thing came around and around and around and around for years. I don't know where it is now, probably somewhere under the tree for me.
Yeah, or in a closet somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What's the worst gift you ever got?
Ties into another gift.
Yeah.
This was years ago. I was a teenager, like, you know, kind of a snotty teenager where you're like really picky about stuff. And my grandma had gotten me a jean. She made it herself. She took some jeans and she sewed them up and made a purse out of the jeans, which in the 70s would have been super cool.
Sure.
You know, in the 80s, it was like, are you kidding me? So I left it in the box. And my mom recycles boxes. So she scoops it up and puts it in the cupboards. And then the next year she found it and had it just giggled and she rewrapped it from a secret Santa or mystery person.
Yeah.
And then my oldest brother grabbed it and then I never found it again. And then a couple years later it came back to me. So we like to play tricks on each other. I'm usually the recipient of the trick. I'm not a good trick giver.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, my mom's at the age, bless her heart, she just turned 93. And I'm not making fun of her, but sometimes she gets who the gift is too confused. So, like, I might get one of my nieces or nephews T-shirts or something, you know, and you hold it up and it's about this big.
You mean Elsa from Frozen?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that's kind of tough.
Well, that makes it kind of fun. It makes it interesting. You guys can play like the White Elephant Christmas where you switch around who you think the gift should go to.
We do that, actually. Oh. We just, because we look at it and we go, Terry, I think this is for you. And my brother's a lot shorter but bigger than I am, and so he gets the tent, you know, the Omar look in his clothing. So, and I know that's not for me.
And to the point earlier that you made, that bottle of bourbon that goes to your niece, that's for me.
That's for me.
That's for your uncle. All right.
Worst Christmas meal you ever had?
It was tofurkey.
Ooh.
Yeah, I actually tried to eat it. I was trying to, you know, be a cool vegetarian, and I tried.
Yeah.
I did.
You got over that, though?
I did. Very quickly.
Yeah. Now, Kayleen, what's the worst meal you had?
Yeah, I have to say, I think there was maybe a year or two in there where I was also trying to be kind of in that groovy, let's be vegetarian, vegan space and had dinner with other like-minded people. And I kind of felt like everything was pretty bad. You know, I'm more now prime rib, roast potatoes, Yorkshire pudding. That is my ideal Christmas dinner.
See, hanging around with me is a bad influence because, you know, it's like I tell people when I meet them in the store and stuff, and once in a while I'll go do some appearances in a store, and somebody will come up and they'll say, well, I'm sorry, my wife's a vegan. I say, I can fix that, you know. we can cure that right here with this big prime rib. Yeah.
And the horseradish.
And the horseradish and the au jus. I like them both. Mm. I put a little.
Yeah, me too.
Because I'm kind of a slob when I eat. You know, that's why I wear different shirts all the time because you can't get the stains out. So I'll put a little in my own, I'll put a little horseradish in the au jus for me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's my deal.
So basically what you're saying is by the end of the day, we can see what you've had to eat all day long.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, oh, you had some oatmeal for breakfast.
Breakfast, lunch,
hot
dinner.
Hot dog with mustard.
Yeah. A little sauerkraut over here on the left side of that.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I really apologize for that, but... oddest place you ever celebrated Christmas? Oddest place. Danny Dwyer was telling us they did it out in a field down in Mammoth years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the snow.
Well, you know what's coming to mind, and I know this isn't your question, but I'm going to give you the answer anyway. I spent Thanksgiving in Arizona on a picnic bench with the sun beaming down on us. It was hot.
Yeah.
And that felt so strange to me. I just didn't even... The concept was crazy. I didn't like it.
No. I spent Thanksgiving once, speaking of Thanksgiving, in an Arby's. that was not, I didn't like that. I had like $2 in my pocket. I was in college. my phone. And, you know, we used to be able to fly from Portland to L.A. for like $69 when I was in school. Mm-hmm. But my folks wouldn't bring me home because I was coming home like 10 days later for the break. And so I called up, wanted to wish everybody happy Thanksgiving. And everybody was at my folks' house. And I talked to my Uncle Bob and my Aunt Mary and blah, 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 blah. And they're all just sitting down to dinner. Arby's had a turkey sandwich special that day for $1.19 with a Coke and some curly fries. And that's what I had for Thanksgiving. I got to tell you.
It's like, this doesn't even seem right. You know who was even more mad about that? The person had to serve it to you.
Yeah. Well, they were like, here, across the counter. Yeah. Yeah, man, it's been 40 years, and I still haven't forgotten
you
that.
You still are mad about that.
No. Which is better for you, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Well, you know.
And we talked about it a little earlier, but for you personally, as a mom or as a
Mom, I mean, as a mom now, I mean, if I'm thinking about myself, but as a mom, I love getting up and waiting for my son to wake up to see his face, to see how things go and what he notices. And, you know, last year, and I hope he's not listening because it wasn't me that did this. It was Santa.
Yes.
Last year, he's not quite up to my sarcastic humor yet, but I'm working on him. He wanted an Xbox, so I took a cardboard box and I drew a big X on it and I left it out there from Santa, and he just did not, he was looking through his stocking and he didn't even look at it. I go, look at, you got an Xbox. And he's like, mm-hmm. He wasn't even getting the joke.
I like it.
So see what I don't give the jokes? I don't give the gifts of jokes.
I will tell you something that I did to my daughter. Couple years, her laptop broke. She's graduating from college this year, but 2 years ago, she called me in November and she said, "Dad, my laptop is trashed. It's on its last legs." And I said, "Well, let me call my friend who takes care of all my computer stuff, and I'll see what he can do for you." So she comes home for the break, and she brings this old Dell Inspiron up thing, and this thing is like got wires hanging out of it. It's all goofed up like that, and I said, "Well, we just couldn't do anything. I'll just have to, maybe they'll have a special on after Christmas." Now, my daughter's an acting major, and she's actually turning pro now. But we got her a laptop, a brand new laptop like that. And when she opened it up, she said she was all happy and joyous. She looked at me and she goes, she was shaking her finger at me, and I just said, "I'm a better actor than you are."
Cast your dad in your big production.
Yes, there you go.
Oh, that's great.
There you go. Okay.
What about you? Before we go, because I know we have to wrap up.
Yeah.
Can you just give me one quick tip on how to make a good meat meal? Like, what's the trick?
Prime rib, you mean? Like,
yeah, let's go prime rib, because my sister always overcooks it.
Okay. Two things. Season it. What I do, real simply, is I put a little olive oil on it, put my seasonings on it, and I put it in the refrigerator overnight.
Okay.
Sits in a plastic, like, garbage bag. Okay, take it out, put it in your roaster oven, use your thermometer. Always use your thermometer, okay? And you cook it at 325 degrees in your roaster. If you want to smoke it outside, that's a different subject, but we can do that. But keep it on there, and don't overcook it. Just because if you do a whole prime rib, they're about 16 pounds. 17 pounds, they will shrink. Okay, if you got the bone in, the bone retains heat. Don't overcook it. Don't go, "Well, it's 18 minutes a pound."
How many degrees under should you be pulling it out? Like 10
like,
degrees?
About 10 degrees under. You know, like that, because it's going to rest and it's still going to cook because you got those hot bones in it.
Okay.
So do that, but let it sit and it'll be good. It'll be good. Okay, one last question really quick for Rebecca. What's the most important part of Christmas for you?
Family.
There you go. Kayleen?
Yeah. Family and friends and gratitude.
That's what it's all about. Rebecca Marshall, thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We're going
to
be back on The Nation in just a minute. Don't go away. It is Christmas, and I hope you had a good one.
I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear.
It's Barbecue Nation with Jeff Tracy.
Hey, our next guest here on the Nation. I love that song, Walking in Women's Underwear. Danny Dwyer is the afternoon host on KUPL 98.7 The Bull. Danny is somewhat of a kitchen whiz himself with his white chicken chili.
Yeah.
You were smoking there last week, dude.
I was, and the big finale was last night.
Yeah.
At the Skype Live studio down here on the corner of 6th and Madison, downtown Portland. Our Alpha Media USA corporate offices decided to put the final challenge on. And I walked away with the first place division for chicken chili.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
I was very excited about that. Yeah.
Yay. Okay, so now we're going to talk Christmas because it is the Christmas season, and most of the Christmas stuff is in the books. But what are your favorite Christmas traditions, especially around, like, Christmas dinner?
Right. You know, my wife makes a mean tater tot casserole.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's lined out perfectly. She does it every year. We always do that. And her garlic mashed potatoes. I don't
Ooh.
Know what she does, but she basically hides this recipe all year long, and she breaks it out Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, wow.
And I do know that there's a small bit of sour cream in it and a little bit of horseradish in it, but it's to die for. It's so good.
Yeah, that's good. Now, do you guys do, like, prime rib, ham, turkey? What do you do? What's your main dish?
You know, with three kids being all different eaters,
sure.
One kid loves turkey, one kid loves ham. So last couple of years, we've decided to do a giant prime rib roast. And I think I've finally got everybody on board to agree that we all love that.
Yeah.
And so this year, we're going to do another 12-pound roast.
Good for you.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Good for you. Okay, now here's our technical questions. Let me find the list here. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Do you have an ugly Christmas sweater?
I do.
Describe it real quick.
It's more like a sweatshirt than it is
yeah.
a sweater, but it's got a little Santa Claus with a reindeer on it, and it's got a little light bulb in it, so Rudolph's nose lights up. It's all battery operated.
You sure your nose doesn't light up by the end of Christmas?
It might be, you know, it's so cold.
Yeah, it is. What's the worst Christmas present you ever received?
Oh, my gosh. A selfie stick.
Oh, yeah, one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really got to have, like, an ego to walk around with that.
Yeah,
thing,
well, yeah, and you got to be careful because you can't walk around with that thing out all day long. You bump into something, you can stab yourself.
Yeah.
Not good.
Womp somebody. What's the craziest gift you ever actually gave somebody?
A painting that was like a white elephant gift of Elvis.
Really? Black velvet?
Yeah. So, yeah, it was one that we won at Oaks Park.
Yeah.
And it, you know, the black light deal, you won that. So I framed it, and then I gave it away for a white Christmas gift for my team. It was awesome.
You didn't sign it, did you?
No, I thought about it. In a silver Sharpie, it would have been perfect.
Yeah, that was great. The worst Christmas meal you ever had?
Oh, man. I'd have to say the one that I can remember most was probably with my grandparents years ago. I was a young kid, just was a picky eater, and what I was told that I had to eat, otherwise I couldn't get away from the table.
Sure.
I would probably say the yams with the marshmallows on top.
Yeah.
As a young kid, I just couldn't stand them. And scallop potatoes. Ugh.
Well, they're kind of gooey and runny and nasty.
Didn't like it.
Yeah. You eat them now?
I do now?
Yeah. There you go.
What happened?
There you go. There you go. Which is better for you? Only a couple questions left here, Dan. Which is better for you, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve. Okay. It's better for us. We sit around all night and do family night, play cards, cribbage. We watch movies and stuff like that. It's a good time for us to get together as a family since there's five of us. And now we have, you know, three pets. We include everybody into that. And, of course, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, kids are up ready to go for Christmas morning. But I'd say Christmas Eve is the best part. We get to cook and have a great time together.
Okay. One more. What's the oddest place you ever celebrated Christmas?
The oddest place? In a little town that I lived in called Mammoth Lakes, California, we rode our snowmobiles out into a meadow.
Yeah.
And we took out generators and we decorated some trees out there. And then we all rode out one afternoon and we hung out until sunset.
Sure.
And then we turned on the lights, and that was kind of like the weirdest place I've ever really celebrated Christmas. We didn't give any presents away, but it was fun just to light up a meadow with nothing out there.
I know where Mammoth Lakes is. I used to live in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to sneak one more in on you.
Okay,
we got 1 minute left here. What to you is the most important part of Christmas?
Family.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the one thing. I mean, love, joy, tradition. It's, you know, there's nothing like waking up and then being with your family on that morning and seeing your kids smile and the joy of happiness, what you can bring and provide to them. That to me is well worth everything.
Very cool. Danny Dwyer, afternoons on the Bull, 98.7.
KUPO.
How's that?
That sounds good. I like it.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, this is going to wrap it up for our Christmas weekend show. On behalf of Kayleen and myself, I really hope that you had a great Christmas and that the celebration continues, because remember, it's not just one day. If you're out and about down in Woodburn, check out Barclays. They have some after-Christmas specials for you. Our New Year's show next week will be with Bob Tallman, six-time National Finals rodeo announcer, Hall of Famer, and quite the cowboy. And that's about it. So on behalf of Ms. Beaujolais and myself and all my guests, I appreciate you being here. Mr. Liquid Lifestyle McGarian is coming up next. Check out our website at KXL.com and thecowboycook.com. We will see you next week on Barbecue Nation. Maybe I'll have my voice by then.